Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome into the show this week. This is Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your host this week, Mark Killian, alongside with the great team right here from Security First Asset Management, and that is Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors, and with offices in Dublin and Macon. You can certainly reach out to them very easily by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443 here in Middle Georgia. And as I said, if you'd like to reach out to him, you can certainly do so. You can also stop by the website, which is CompleteThePlan.com. That's CompleteThePlan.com. Bill, Daniel, welcome. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Hanging in there.
Excited.
Yeah. Well, good. That's always good. It's a good way to start off the day. Excited, right?
Absolutely.
Get the day off with a bang, or, well, it's not necessarily the start of the day, but you know what I mean. So we'll have yourselves a good show today and get rolling. And actually, if you guys want, we're going to dive right in. We got a question right out of the gate here from the mailbag for Bill, and it is from Paul in Perry. And we'll tackle this one, Bill, if you're feeling up to it.
I'm ready.
All right. Paul says, "Hey, Bill, I guess I should have known better." That's never a good way to start. "But for some reason, I was under the impression that I wouldn't have to pay taxes on my Social Security benefits. Well, now I know better. But it seems like some people are paying more than others. Could you tell me how this works?"
Well, yeah, it's a sliding scale. It's got a gotcha. You know, the government's got gotchas. You know that?
Yeah. Gotcha. I think I've heard that once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Wake up, buddy. I'm glad you're out there. There is no free lunch anymore with Social Security unless you're impoverished. So if you make less than $24,000 a year in retirement, you're not going to pay a dime on your Social Security. But it's not just $24,000. They've got a crazy calculation. They call it provisional income. And the way that works, Paul, is you take your adjusted gross income and 50% of your Social Security benefits, and then that does the calculation. So if that exceeds $24,000, then you're going to pay up to 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxed. So below 24 to 34 of a 50%, and over 34,000 adjusted gross income, which includes provisional income, then 85% of it can be taxed. So it is a sliding scale, depends on your adjusted gross income, which is called provisional income. But that's that's part of important part of that understanding how to utilize and when to trigger Social Security in your retirement, because you could pay more than you should if you don't do it properly.
Something that's misunderstood. So thanks for the question.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. Certainly appreciate it. And as you said, you should have known better. So when it comes to the government gotchas,
you can't know better.
That's right.
You can't know better because they changed the rules.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
You don't know what you don't know, right?
That's a good point.
You don't know what you don't.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to be in the know, then there's a way to do that. Go ahead and reach out to Bill and Daniel. Call them at 800-987-1443. Have a conversation about what's going on, whether it's Paul or anybody else out there in a similar situation. When it comes to your financial and retirement planning, these guys can certainly help you out at Security First Asset Management. 800-987-1443. And Daniel, you got a fact for us today? Maybe something fun?
You know I do. Well, I think this is pretty interesting.
Okay.
I don't know if it's too fun, but I mean, I think it's fun. Okay. Senators John McCain and Mike Enzi reintroduced legislation that would kill the penny, cut the cost of making nickels, and replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin. Just that last one, switching to the dollar coin, could save the country $150 million annually.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know the sad part?
$150 million,
you know, that's like, what is it, five
like
minutes of the budget?
Yeah.
Five minutes of the budget. They spend that every 5 minutes.
They don't even know the difference. I mean, yeah. $150 million, you and I understand it. They don't.
Yeah. Pennies are kind of a hassle in your pocket, though, but other than that.
Well, we'll get more like the European countries if we start doing something like that. They use coins for They don't have a $1 bill.
At least they didn't say they were going to round it up and call it a tax. So,
oh, well, there you go. There you go. Well, that's our definitely you know, interesting
I'm
fact,
all
right?
I'm interesting to save $150 million, but what will it do?
Yeah. Where are they going to put it? Yeah. Or how are they going to argue over where they're going to spend it, right?
You know what they'll do? They'll put it in the congressional benefit package for all senators and
there you go. Yeah,
they'll help reduce their health care costs.
I think they'll pay down 0.0001% of the debt per year.
There you go. So it's kind of like the 150 million of them is kind of like pennies, right? There you go. It's just like a penny in our pocket,
right,
so to speak. Yeah.
Well,
that's
nothing.
That's a good topic, and it's good to be informed on things, and that's certainly what we're going to talk about here in just a second. But that was definitely a good, interesting, and actually kind of fun fact, really. Reach out to Bill and Daniel, 800-987-1443, to talk to them, 800-987-1443. So speaking of informed consumers, guys, I think everybody wants to feel informed about their options, right? The things that we buy, things that we are interested in. We want to get information as much as we can. And when it comes to making financial decisions, certainly no different there. In fact, it's usually quite heightened. So let's discuss a few ways that people are informing themselves out there nowadays in today's market. A lot of folks, we get our information from the financial news networks, information from a variety of sources, TV shows, magazines, newsletters. What are some primary voices that you guys are hearing from clients and consumers when they come in that people are listening to?
Too much.
Okay.
It can be very, very confusing because everybody basically has an agenda they're following.
True.
And they're a sum total of their experience that they're presenting. So it can be very confusing to people. I'm not saying you should close all of it down, but we need to be selective about some things that maybe align with our priorities and our goals and understand those things. We have a gamut. People listen to a lot of things, and then they'll come to get some professional advice. And one of the things that I think is important to note is that a lot of these talking heads out there, and I'm not going to name names, they may not even be advisors. They're just talk show hosts, and they're well-read, of course, but they're opinionated like we are. Everybody's opinionated somewhat. But they can give advice left and right over the airways with no consequences because they're not licensed.
Very good point.
And talk product, and we don't talk product. Products of a specific. It's specific to the goal you're trying to reach based off the needs of the individual that's purchasing it. So it's important to gather information and then disseminate the information with some professional that understands your needs and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, that's a good point because there's obviously a lot of resources out there, as we just talked about. Like I said, tons of magazines, TV shows, networks that just stay on 24/7 when it comes to this stuff. And then, of course, we didn't mention the internet. Now, the internet is a vast resource of information that you can get. So, Daniel, what are some pros and cons of using the internet? Because I think overall it can be a nice tool, but you got to be careful, right?
Yeah, it definitely can be a nice tool. Just like anything, you have to know when to use the tool and when and what tools are going to help you and not. I think doing initial research about things on the internet is good. But if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty of things, it's kind of easy to get bogged down with all the different opinions on the internet. Again, it's a case of too much information, TMI. You hear about people that try to do all our research on the internet. The thing I have a problem with is no matter what the topic is, you can put in a search in Google and say, you know, all mutual funds are bad, or the problem with mutual funds, or the problem with annuities. And you could say the good thing with annuities, and they'll have an article supporting both sides of either one, and it just gets, you get buried in the weeds because there's pros and cons to everything. And it's about knowing when to implement certain investment strategies. And typically, you're not going to find that information on the internet. So that's my concern there. It's good for initial research, not necessarily going to help you make informed decisions about your specific situation.
Well, okay, so you bring that up a good point. So, Bill, let me get you to elaborate a little bit here. If you're doing some research, and there's nothing certainly wrong with that, you're getting your questions and your information together, but there becomes a point, and I'll tell you a story with my wife. She does this all the time when she's shopping on Amazon on her phone. She starts looking for something, an item. She types it in there, and she looks and she looks and she looks, and she finds, I don't know, 1,000 of the same item. And now she can't make a decision and she doesn't buy anything. So she just wastes an hour of her time doing nothing. So is it possible that you just do too much research and now you confuse yourself?
It happens all the time. It's not uncommon for us to sit down with someone that's done a lot of research and be confused. And a confused mind cannot make a decision. What has to happen is the research has to come together and have a conversation about that individual person's needs. And then you can disseminate it and apply it properly. It's too much of it boggles the mind and we can't make a decision. We need to dumb it down, make it relevant, adapt it to our situation, and choose the right course of action based on our needs.
So kind of a paralysis by analysis type of situation, right?
Can be.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. So, Daniel, what's a way that you've seen someone who's been influenced by their own research in a way that wound up, you know, being harmful to them, as we're talking about?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say this happens to the majority of people I deal with. Most people that we work with, they do good initial research, and they come in, and they're usually informed about the process and about what we're doing in the first meeting. But the concern is sometimes there's just too much there, and you start reading and looking at things. And let me give you an example. So okay. Folks that are very conservative that want guaranteed streams of income, a solution that may help them may be a form of an annuity. But there's a lot of bad press about annuities. But for conservative people that like predictability, that may be a good solution. But there's so much bias out there. And if you look for it, you can find it on any product. You can find it on any investment strategy. You can anything you're looking for, you can find if you research enough. So product bias, I think, is a big issue that comes about by sometimes doing your own research. The other thing is people try to save money in fees, things of that nature, which there's nothing wrong with that. We want to keep fees as low as possible. But if your only intention is to do it yourself so you don't end up paying a fee, there's been studies that show that people that work with a planner that helps them stay accountable because emotions are real. You know, people sometimes want to make knee-jerk reactions when they do things on their own. If they have someone else there to help them, they tend to make better decisions. And, you know, Vanguard did a study recently showing that folks that work with advisors end up better off in the long run. And so those are some of the issues that come about with the do-it-yourselfers. But, you know, we've been talking today about the informed consumer, and we want all of our clients to be informed, and we want the community to be informed. We're passionate about our community, and we want to make sure that everyone is well prepared for retirement. And that's why we want to extend the opportunity to you right now to give us a call for a complimentary financial review. For the next 10 people that call that have at least $100,000 saved for retirement, we're going to talk to you about your retirement income needs. We're going to get you a retirement income plan and make sure that you're informed. It's something that we're passionate about. We believe everyone needs a retirement income plan, showing where the income's going to come from, when to take it out of which types of accounts. Got to account for things like taxes and fees, and we help you work through that. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. 1-800-987-1443. The next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement will sit down with you, give you a second opinion on what you're doing, and hopefully get you a lifetime income blueprint in place. And that is an income plan that we help you work through. 1-800-987-1443.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and make that phone call right now. It's a great opportunity to find out if we are indeed retirement ready with the financial blueprint Daniel's talking about. So give him a call right now. Go ahead and grab that cell phone that's nearby. Don't procrastinate, because that always gets the better of us. Get yourself on the calendar. Come in for this consultation and have a chat about your unique, specific situation, which is what we talked about a lot in this segment. Everybody's different, and you need to get the information about your specific situation. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. To get started with the great team at Security First Asset Management with Daniel Neesmith and Bill Dannern right here in Middle Georgia. So give them a call and get on the calendar. 800-987-1443. That is 800-987-1443. 43. There's much more show to come today, so stick around. You are listening to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, and thrive.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. This might seem intuitive, but did you know it's illegal to drive a car through a playground in Dublin? Don't make a financial wreck out of your retirement plan. Keep listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
Well, it's getting to know you time here on Retirement Income Solutions with the fellas from Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. If you'd like to reach out to them, give them a jingle, 800-987-1443. That is 800-987-1443. And here on Getting to Know You, that's where we like to step away from the financial chatter for a moment or two and ask them a question about their personalities, get to know them a little bit. And usually they're kind of, I don't know, they're all over the place, right? They could be what kind of dog would you be or what kind of animal would you want to be. And sometimes they're really nice and sweet and sincere, and you just never know. But this one's a fun one, so I'm curious to hear your guys' response. Bill, we'll start with you, buddy. What hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue? What hobby would you like to take up?
If time and money were not an issue?
Yes, sir.
Being a grandfather.
Okay.
That's a cop-out. Give us the real one.
Well, you said time and money, and being a grandfather requires
a lot of both.
And money.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not an issue. You could do anything you want. Might learn to fly a plane, build a car. No, what might it be?
No, that's I'd want to race cars.
Okay, all right.
I love cars. I'm addicted. It's expensive.
Got
so
a
I'm not,
specific car
I'm
that
not
you
all
love?
In. Oh no, it's not necessarily a car. It's just being on the track.
Okay,
being on the track, but the right car.
Gotcha.
It would be a very expensive hobby, as you can see, and it would definitely be a time-consuming thing. And, you know, we work. We take care of our clients. We take time off, but I'm not in a stage of my life where I could have 3 or 4 days off just to go to a racetrack and drive a car.
Okay.
But that would be a fun hobby to have.
Well, I tell you what, I'll put in a call to Dale Jr., and I'll get him to come over there, and we'll he and I are buddies. We're Twitter friends. I'll get him to come race with you.
Now I want to come too.
I didn't say anything about racing. Just get me on a track so I can beat myself.
Got you. Okay.
I think you should race Dale Jr.
It would be fun though, wouldn't it?
I would totally come to that.
Yeah, I'd be smoked. I'm just being on a track and learning the track and trying to do lap speeds faster each time. Okay. That would be satisfying to me. That'd be fun.
Well, there you go. That's a pretty cool one.
I don't need to race anybody.
I got you. I'm just having some fun with you. Well, that's a pretty good one, though. That'd be a lot of fun. And like you said, it definitely could be expensive because cars can certainly get kind of costly.
Yeah,
and they can break,
yeah.
And then you got to repair them.
Break.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Well, Daniel, what about you? What hobby would you get into if it wasn't an issue?
All right, so if time and money weren't an issue, man, that'd be a different world, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess what I would want to do is travel and see all the sights in the world. That can be a hobby, right? Travel enthusiast. I'd love to go and see just all kind of historic places, visit just about every country except for a few, that don't care about going to. But I'd love to go to New Zealand. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And Australia.
I'd do that.
Bali. Yeah, that sounds like a good hobby. just travel the world, if time and money weren't an issue.
See, that's just it. We just talked about things that were probably not going to happen, time and money.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's our Getting to Know You for this week, folks. That's pretty good ones. Bill's going to get out on the racetrack, and Daniel's going to travel the globe and see all sorts of things. So there you go. Make sure you reach out to them if you want to get to know them better and find out how you can maybe get your hobbies going in the right direction. I'm certainly sure they can help you when it comes to the planning, making sure that you're planning accordingly to do such things as travel or cars or hobbies or whatever that might be. Reach out to them, 800-987-1443. That is 800-987-1443. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions. We'll be right back.
Daniel Neesmith is the Vice President of Security First Asset Management and an Investor Advisor Representative. He's also a Retirement Income Certified Professional. He specializes in pre- and post-retirement planning with an emphasis on minimizing the taxes and fees you pay. Get a second opinion of your financial plan with Daniel and his team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
You're back here with us on Retirement Income Solutions. Mark Killian, your host, alongside the great team from Security First Asset Management right here in Middle Georgia, and that is Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. They've got offices in Dublin and Macon, and you can stop by and visit the website if you'd like to by going to completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com. I guess you could stop by the offices as well, but it might be better if you call first and get yourself an appointment. So to do so, reach out to them at 800-987-1443. That is 800-987-1443. Daniel, let's take a question from around the area. We've got one here from Diane from Warner Robins. I recently got a large cash settlement from an auto accident that I was involved in, and this is going to make a big difference in my life because I'm 57 and don't have much saved for retirement. The problem is that because I've done such little investing over the years, I truly have no idea where to start. Could you give me some ideas for a first step?
Well, Diane, that's a fantastic question. Thanks for reaching out to us. Most importantly is to get educated. Being that you're 57 and haven't really had a lot of experience with investing, it's going to be crucial that you understand all the different options that are out there, but not get overwhelmed at the same time. I recommend that you work with an advisor. Give us a call, and we can help you walk through that. Now, the most important thing after being educated is understanding when you will need to spend those assets. At what point in your future would you need to start withdrawing monies for income as you get into your retirement years? It's important to know that, and also to understand how you feel about market risk. Are you going to want to be in the stock market with fluctuations? If you don't have experience with that, it can be an emotional event. And so you want to understand how the timing of stock market risk works in relation to when you need to spend the funds down. And those are the types of things we will work through with you. We have a defined process so you can know what to expect every step of the way. We call it the Lifetime Income Blueprint. Step one is to get to know you and to help educate you. And then we walk through and help you get a comprehensive plan. So step one is to get educated, Diane. Thanks for the question.
Absolutely. Great question and great advice as well, Diane. Great first step is to just reach out and get some help and get some education and get going in the right direction. So take that first step by calling Daniel and Bill at Security First Asset Management at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. All right, guys. Are you guys, either one of you guys, do-it-yourselfers? Do you handyman, anything like that?
Yeah, I do. Then after I mess it up, I call in a real handyman. Depends on what it is.
No, I don't start projects because I don't know how to finish them.
There you go.
When it comes around the house, boy, I tell you.
Yeah,
If it's not a toilet, I can fix a toilet pretty good.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I tried to hang
some. That's only because my dad was a plumber. That's the only reason I can do that.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I tried to hang some French doors a couple weeks back, and they're about the most crooked thing you've ever seen. So, I didn't do a very good job.
Tough.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we've got to learn we can't do things we don't know how to do.
But this is true.
The male part the male part didn't let us do it.
No. Well, my daddy always used to say, "Do what you do best and hire the rest," and I didn't listen to him. So I tried to do it myself. But my point is that the DIY movement, the do-it-yourself movement, is pretty massive in our culture nowadays. There's a network designed for it, right? There's TV shows out the yin yang. Right. There's books and magazines, whether it's landscaping or whatever the case might be, building decks and building a pool or whatever it might be. And it's no different when it comes to, you know, financial planning. There's a lot of that do-it-yourself mentality out there. So let's talk a little bit about that DIY approach to retirement planning. So, for example, Daniel, when you come across somebody who doesn't have a financial advisor, what do you find typically the reasons were that they took that DIY approach?
Well, probably a couple of different things. Sometimes people have a bad experience in the past with working with an advisor. That's one possible thing. The other thing is a lot of people, I would say probably 10% of the people that we work with, really do enjoy doing it on their own. But sometimes as they age, they don't want that hassle, and they want to make sure that their spouse is taken care of if something happens to them. But those are some of the reasons that you run into. We want to make sure that people are comfortable with the process, so they feel confident with whatever their plan is. But there's nothing wrong with doing it yourself up to a point. If you're sick, you go to the doctor. If you have issues with your teeth, you go to the dentist, and you don't try to do those things yourself. And honestly, all the moving parts to a financial plan can be just as complex. So up to a point, you should try to probably get informed and do a little bit by yourself. But in the long run, it makes sense to have a comprehensive plan.
Yeah, I think definitely when you're talking about, too, there's two really different major stages to retirement planning or to our financial lives, really. There's those earlier years when maybe the do-it-yourself approach is a little easier when you're basically just accruing your wealth and you're working. Yeah. But those retirement years, those red zone years, if you will, that's a whole different gear change, and there's a lot more that goes into the retirement planning. And quite honestly, you just don't want to make a mistake in that time frame, because your years to rebound are fewer and far between, right, Bill?
You got it. It's very, very much so. I think we find a lot of folks that we meet with that have done a lot of things right. They've got everything together somewhat, but they don't know how all those pieces of puzzle work mm-hmm. moving forward. We call them Fred and Wilma.
Okay.
You know, Fred and Wilma, you know, they pretty much have come to the realization that, hey, maybe do we have enough? How do we make this work? How do we turn this into a sustainable lifetime income? So those are some triggers that may have people come to us. Hey, you know, I realize where I am, but maybe I don't know what I don't know moving forward. I think sometimes people will stop being their own investment advisor when the market volatility changes out of favor. But as Daniel said a moment ago, when they realize they really don't have a retirement income plan in place, when they see that and they understand it and they need help with it, that's usually when we can be most helpful for somebody that's been a do-it-yourselfer. Because now, as you said a moment ago, the accumulation phase is one phase. The deaccumulation phase, the income phase of turning assets into lifetime income and managing that requires a professional for a lot of people.
Okay. So a lot of triggers that you can see that a do-it-yourselfer, they may be doing a good job. Like you said, they may be on the right track. But there's some triggers out there that can start to, you know, make you think, I need to sit down with a professional advisor and really get these plans going and going in the right direction, because I don't want to make these mistakes, these crucial mistakes, as my family and I get closer to retirement. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions. We're talking with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, as we always do here from Security First Asset Management. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you'd like to get some advice and maybe get going in a direction, or maybe just get a second opinion on what you've been doing, that's a great resource to reach out to the guys and talk with them about where you stand. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You can also stop by and get some information at completetheplan.com. Good tools and resources there as well. Back here on the DIY section, Daniel, do you have an example maybe or two of a time when you met someone who's been doing that DIY approach, and you were able to sit down with them, they came in maybe for a second opinion or something, and you were able to show them a flaw in what they were working on, and it really kind of helped, you know, avoid further mistakes?
Sure. Yeah, there's been several different times where that has happened, and most of the time it comes down to they were doing something that worked at one time, and they kept doing it because they started doing it, and their life circumstances change, as you know. So an example would be sometimes people carry too much life insurance if they don't have a purpose for it. You got to have a purpose for any type of financial product in your portfolio. But I've had people come in, and they were paying all these premiums for life insurance, and they were independently wealthy, and they didn't necessarily need it, and some of it was term, and they, you know. It just depends. Obviously, don't cancel your life insurance just because you have some when you get older. But you want to make sure that you have a purpose for it, so you can make best use of your assets. And so I was able to help them work through that, and we were able to cut that expense. Another one is I had someone that inherited some funds, and they were going to pay cash for a home, and they had great credit. We're going to get 3% fixed interest on a 30-year mortgage, and they were young people. You know, in their case, it made sense to invest that money so the interest could compound over time. Again, that's not a situation where there's a cut and dry right and wrong answer for everyone. But in their situation, it's working out better for them, and investing the money and letting it grow over time and taking advantage of that low interest rate on the mortgage.
Yeah, and there's always going to be that situation where, you know, as you were mentioning, you're moving in the right direction and you feel like you're doing something. But once you make that mistake, well, even now before you make the mistake, but we tend to get into a groove, right? Where, oh, it's been working. So I'm just going to keep on with that same philosophy. And then that winds up, things change, life circumstances change, your age changes, and all those factors come into play. And now you've got to make, recalculation. And maybe that's not the best time to be doing that. So having some advice and getting some professional advice is certainly going to go a long way. As we wrap up the show here today, Bill, why don't you give us a couple of the common retirement planning mistakes that you tend to see from these do-it-yourselfers when they're trying to handle everything on their own? Something to look out for.
Well, this recently happened. Guy came and done a lot of good things. I mean, he well prepared for our meeting, knew where he was, but he missed a couple key things. One of which was understanding the impact of inflation. We don't understand that generally. We just have to go back and look back at times when it was like that. He hadn't addressed the healthcare issues too either. He hadn't thought about what would happen to their resources if one of the two of them ended up in a nursing home, because we don't really discuss things like that. He liked average returns in the market, where, well, we got to consider market volatility when you retire. If you're drawing money out of your portfolio, it's not average returns anymore. You got to deal with the fluctuations in the market. So, and one thing I think it was important that he and I discussed was the longevity risk, because in our conversation, his mother was still alive and she was in her 90s. And this gentleman is in his early 60s. I said, well, you know, have you thought about what might happen if you live to be as old as your mother to your nest egg? So it's just things that we don't know. We don't know the answers to how long we're going to live. We don't know what inflation is going to be like. We have no idea what future may be. We certainly don't know what have any inclination of health care costs in the future. But those are things that are part of a complete retirement plan. It's not just about, we got a bucket of money, we got this income stream over here from a pension. If we're lucky enough to have one, like a federal employee, we work with a lot with federal employees. They have a benefit. Not everyone has that benefit. We potentially have Social Security. So we can know the income, or we know the bucket of money, but we have to consider all the other things that potentially could be adversely affecting our livelihood and our lifestyle. So we do complete planning in our firm. We call the process a lifetime income blueprint. And we're always offering to folks who listen to our show hey, if you really want to sit down and let's talk about some of these things, make sure that you've got everything covered as best you can. If you have at least $100,000 today ready for retirement, saving for retirement, and you'd like to have a free consultation, give us a call at 800-987-1443. Again, for the next 10 callers who really want to sit down and do some planning at no cost or no obligation, we offer that to you today. Just give us a call at 987-1443. Again, that's 800-987-1443. And thanks for listening today.
Absolutely. Great information from the team at Security First Asset Management. And we're talking to retirees or pre-retirees, but it's a great chance to just get started on the right direction. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're an informed consumer and you have questions, whatever the case might be, there's no time like now to get started and find out where you stand. Maybe you're coming in and you have no plan at all. The team can certainly help you out by getting started with one, or maybe you have a plan in place or you think you do and you'd like to get a second opinion to see where you stand. Well, go ahead and be one of those next 10 callers. Go ahead and take some action and reach out to Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith from Security First Asset Management right now. Call them 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Find out where you stand. Get yourself on that calendar. Come in and have that consultation to know where you're going in retirement. Make sure that you're going to get to where you want to be. They're in Middle Georgia here, whether you're in Dublin or Macon or around the area, the guys can certainly help you out. 800-987-1443, again, is the number to call. 800-987-1443 to talk with the great team at Security First Asset Management. Guys, as always, thank you for being on the show. We certainly appreciate your time and your wisdom.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Make sure that you have a good week, everybody, and enjoy yourselves. And tune in next week for more of Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith from Security First Asset Management. Listen, plan, and thrive. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.